The Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast brings you a unique view of Mesa through its vibrant business community and the subjects that are important. The podcast is produced in the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Media Studio, sponsored by the University of Phoenix. Our podcast is hosted by Mesa Chamber of Commerce CEO Sally Harrison. Please enjoy this episode of the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, President and CEO of the Mesa Chamber inside our business podcast studio, and have my new friend, Pam Williams. Pam, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thank you, Sally. My name is Pam Williams, as you said. I am the small business assistant through development services, so really helping to get businesses through anything involved with permitting, planning, usage, anything like that. And then if I don't know it, I will get you to the person who can help.
I love that. I'm going to have a hotline on my desk for my calls to you, because we have businesses that need a little extra help.
I love that. And yeah. I love to help, so I'm ready for
it. Well, let's talk about tenant improvement and sign permits.
Awesome.
Yay. Great topic. But a topic that's important, obviously, so people know what the rules are and the guidelines, and having some answers for them will be important. So what qualifies for tenant improvement work?
Yeah, Sally. So generally, tenant improvement work is anything other than finish work. So finish work, we kind of think of like painting, moving furniture, and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So anything beyond that, if we're splitting suites, if we're combining the suite, if I'm a barbershop and I need another hair sink, I've got some plumbing that's got to come in there. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of a couple other things, maybe taking out a wall that's got some electricity in it, that's mm-hmm. got electrical, it's definitely going to require a permit. If we're doing anything to the exterior of the building, we're probably going to want to check with permit services or mm-hmm. with development services. That could be something that we want planning to look at, mm-hmm. and then usage changes as well.
Okay. What does one need to do to apply for a tenant improvement permit?
Yeah, so for a tenant improvement permit, essentially we're going to show what work we're doing to the space. Mm-hmm. If we're changing occupancy, we want to show what the occupancy was before and what we're changing it to and how that complies with building code. If we're doing some electrical work, we're going to show the electrical stuff that's being added in there. The great thing, as a business owner, you don't have to draw that. The Arizona Board of Technical Registration actually okay. requires, if it's a commercial space, the plans have to be prepared by a design professional.
Okay.
So this is generally where we're going out and we're having someone assist us. They've got a seal and a stamp. They're registered in the state of Arizona. Mm-hmm. And they really have that technical knowledge about codes, how things work, and mm-hmm. what needs to be shown.
All right. Perfect. What's the difference between temporary and permanent signage?
Oh, this is a great question that I had no clue about till I started working with development services. So, yeah, signs are generally divided up into temporary and permanent. Temporary are those that aren't meant to be there for a long period of time. So maybe like the inflatable wavy hand guy that we see.
Yes, we
know
what that is.
That's a temporary sign. Yeah. Maybe like a banner that's made of vinyl or something that we're mm-hmm. hanging up and it's got those grommets. Mm-hmm. Maybe the banner flags that we see that are maybe for holidays, different things like that. Those uh-huh. are temporary signs.
Okay, got it.
Permanent signs generally mounted to the building. They could be illuminated. Mm-hmm. I like to think of neon. I know that's really big in Mesa now.
Yep.
Maybe even something that's just like poking off of the building. Mm-hmm. Different things like that.
Okay, good to know. So how do I know what kind of signage is allowed?
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I think as a business owner and a lay person, that's a tough thing to just know offhand. Mm-hmm. Great thing is you can always reach out to the planning department. Mm-hmm. The planning department has a great little way of finding out what the zoning is of the address that you're at, and then they can find out what type of signage is allowable. And that goes for both the temporary signs and the permanent signs.
Okay, so who would be responsible, the business owner or the building owner?
Yeah, so generally the business owner is going to be the one that says, this is what I want to do for my business. They're mm-hmm. going to be involved in the design of the sign and mm-hmm. what they want it to look like and that kind of stuff. For most businesses, they're also going to a sign company. Mm-hmm. If we have to show plans for that sign, me as a business owner, I don't know how to show you how I'm illuminating a sign and
sure.
how I'm attaching it to a building, but a sign company knows that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. So generally speaking, it's going to be a sign company that's going to help you with that. Mm-hmm. And then essentially probably the business owner. There may be some situations where maybe a property owner is helping with that.
Okay. So how long does the permit process take?
Yes. So that's a really broad question, but I'm going to break it down, I think, in a helpful way. There are different timelines for different permits. And so if we're talking about signs, a signed permit for each cycle of plan review, and when I say cycle of plan review, I mean the amount of time that my plan reviewer has to kind of look at that, making sure that it's complying with code, that's going to be about 10 City Mesa business days.
Okay.
So plan reviewers are here Monday through Thursday, so they're kind of given that Monday through Thursday calculation, so it's, you know, somewhere around 2.5 weeks every time they have to go through plan review process.
Got it.
If we're talking about a tenant improvement permit, that's a little bit more. That's 18 City of Mesa business days for each cycle of plan review.
Okay. Still not a long time.
Not a long time.
I don't think so.
It's not bad. They really need that time, I think, to kind of make sure they're going through the codes, they're hitting their checklist, and ultimately it all comes down to safety. Even if it's a sign, right? We don't want a sign falling on anyone. Right. If it's a tenant improvement permit, we don't want to overload the electrical by moving some equipment in that the building can't handle.
Okay, makes sense. How do people get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, we are in the Development Services office, so that's located at 55 North Center Street. We actually have permit techs that are dedicated to answering the phone, permit techs that are dedicated to being at the counter. We have me, Small Business Assistant with Development Services, so I sit at that counter and I help people as they come in. We also have a plans examiner that's there to just kind of answer some questions. And if it's something that's a little more difficult, it's more tenant improvement and really into sort of the technicality of the code, they'll refer you to maybe like a senior building plans examiner. But we have planning as well, so they sit at that desk as well. So you can come in, you can have all of your planning, permitting, and even maybe some code questions answered at that time. Or you can always reach out to us over the phone. I always say permit services is a great place to start. They're really good at directing you to, is this a planning question? Is this a small business question? So they can be reached at 480-644-4273, or you can email smallbusiness smbz@mesaaz.gov. Permit services is permitservices@mesaaz.gov, and for planning, it's planning.info@mesaaz.gov.
Perfect. Thanks for all the information.
Thank you, Sally.
This has been a Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. You can find all podcast episodes at iTunes, Spotify, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org. Content of this podcast is copyright the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, unless otherwise noted.